Degrees in Nashville. We've got a cloudy sky this morning, but we do expect that to clear through the day with a high in the upper 60s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee Republicans are speeding through the redistricting process this week to turn all the state's 9 congressional districts reliably red ahead of the midterms. Critics say the quick turnaround from the unprecedented mid-decade redistricting will cause voter confusion. C.Q. Franklin of the NAACP argued that the state had previously upheld an existing rule around the timeline for making changes before elections.
Friday is the first day to ask for absentee ballots for military overseas veterans as well as for seniors. The longstanding conservative argument is that you can't make these kinds of major changes.
A memo from Tennessee's coordinator of elections obtained by WPLN News stressed that new maps would require precincts to account for split ballots, update voter registration systems, and retrain poll officials. Since county governments typically pay for redistricting costs, the Secretary of State's office is asking the legislature to reimburse municipalities for what they may have to spend for the 2026 midterms. A Tennessee man has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for cyber crimes that benefit the North Korean government. The Department of Justice issued a press release about two American nationals, including Matthew Isaac Newt of Nashville. Court documents say Newt ran a laptop farm out of his Nashville properties. He posed as an employee for companies, but once the company laptops arrived at his residence, he downloaded software that allowed North Korean IT workers to access them. To the companies, it appeared as if Newt was working remotely. Prosecutors say they pocketed about $250,000 and falsely reported the income to the IRS under a stolen identity. And according to court documents, Newt and his Korean co-conspirators cost companies a combined $500,000 in audits and remediation on their IT networks. A federal prosecutor in the National Security Division says the men enabled North Korea's efforts to infiltrate U.S. networks and put national security at risk. The home furnishings business, once known as Kirkland's, is shuttering and laying off 88 people. The Nashville Business reports Bed Bath & Beyond bought the Tennessee-based company last month. It had been operating as the Brand House Collective, but it filed a layoff notice with the state, citing a permanent closure of its Brentwood headquarters. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.